Actually, ukulele friends, you can stay up here if you want. I just am moving this microphone out of the way. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Kelsey Ellis, and I serve as the Director of Faith Formation here at Holy Cross. And I just am so jazzed to be able to present to you one of the most highly rated productions of the Nativity story tonight here at Holy Cross. And what's special about this is that all children, any and all children, can participate. So if you are a child out there, elementary age, toddler age, whatever, and you would like to help us, please come forward as we sing. I just want any and all kids who are here and want to participate to head up here and help us out. So congregation, you can be seated while we sing O Come All Ye Faithful, and any other kids that are out there, come on up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, all right. Our production team got so much done while you're singing. So now we are going to send you to your spots. Okay. So Mary, Joseph, and the donkey, you're going to head back there with Vicar Misty. She's raising her hand back there. Go ahead and head back. Let's see. My wise people and my star. Okay. You're going to head back there with Miss Chris. She's waving her hand in the red. And we've got some shepherds and sheep. Are you the sheep? Yeah. Do you want to be a sheep with Mia? Nope. Okay. Totally fine. Okay. So it's a small shepherd and sheep group. But they'll dress up. They'll dress up. It'll be so fun. Okay. Great. Okay. And then my many angels. Are these my many angels? Okay. My many angels will go back there. Julia, wave your hand real high. See her way back there? She's going to get you all dressed. And at this time, my two narrators can come up here with me and my sidekick. And congregation will sing another song. It came upon a midnight clear. Okay.
Thank you.
is with great pleasure that we will begin our telling of the Christmas story. We start with scene one, a child is born.
At that time, Caesar Augustus, the king of Rome, ordered that everyone in the kingdom be counted. Quirinius was governor of Syria when this took place. Everyone had to travel to their family's hometown to be counted. So Joseph went from the town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem, which long ago had been the hometown of King David. Joseph went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While Joseph and Mary were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Scene two, the angel's good news.
Outside the town of Bethlehem, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep by night. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I am here to tell you about a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody. A Savior has just been born in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, that one angel was joined by a huge choir of angels singing God's praises. Glory to God in heaven and peace to all people on earth.
Thank you.
And now scene three, the shepherd's surprise. Show me your surprise face, shepherds. What did the sheep do when it was surprised? Bah. Yeah, there you go. Okay, go ahead and read, sorry.
When the choir of angels went back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has told us about." They ran to Bethlehem as fast as they could and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were amazed at what they heard. Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about what they might mean. The shepherds returned to their sheep and praised God for everything they had seen and heard.
Now, scene four, jealous King Herod and the wise people.
At that time, wise men from the east came to King Herod in Jerusalem and said to him, "We saw a star that told us that a new king was born. Where can we find this new king? We would like to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was terrified. King Herod called his scholars and asked them, "Where is the new king supposed to be born?" They told him, "In Bethlehem." Then King Herod made a plan. He told the wise men where the new king was to be born. He asked them to go find this new king and then send word back to him so he could visit this new king. So the wise men set off. The star they had seen before appeared and led them to baby Jesus. Once they arrived, they were full of joy and happiness. They entered the house and saw baby Jesus in the arms of his mother, Mary. The wise men fell to their knees and worshipped him. They brought out the gifts that they had brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After this, they had a dream telling them not to tell King Herod anything, so they went back home by a different road.
round of applause. Yes. Okay. I need a picture, though. So, like, angels, angelic, be angelic. Star shimmer. Can you shimmer? Wise people. Yeah, there you go. Okay, yes, Mary and Joseph with your baby. Oh, look at that. Oh, the angels are so angelic. Oh, it's so good. Good job, everybody. Star, come down. You're making me nervous. Thank you, narrators. Thank you. And kids, I'm going to have you come down this way and kind of sit out in this area. And we're going to chat just real quick. Come on down. Come on down. You are the second shiniest here. Yeah, you are. Is it hurting your head? Yes. Okay, have a seat. Have a seat. Okay. So you guys just told a very important story. Why is this story so important? Why is the birth of this baby so important? Why?
Because it tells the story of how the light of the world was born.
Okay, the story about how the light of the world was born. Because it's Jesus. Otherwise, Christmas wouldn't be a thing, okay? All great answers, yes?
It tells the story of a new Savior being born.
It tells the story of a new Savior being born. All wonderful answers. Thank you very much. This story is so important. This baby is so important. I'm going to hold baby Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, okay, yes, I'm going to hold baby Jesus. This story is important because this child is important, right? This whole story... This, why we celebrate while you're probably going to go hang out with your family afterwards, why we have Christmas, is because of this tiny baby. It is because of Emmanuel. Have you heard of that word before, Emmanuel? Another name for Jesus. And Emmanuel means God with us. So this whole story is God saying, hey, pay attention to this kid. And let's look at what this kid does and grows up to be and says. Because what did Jesus do when Jesus grew up? What kind of things did Jesus do?
Mama.
A ton of stuff. Mama. He healed people. Hold on, pumpkin. He made Christmas. What else did Jesus do when Jesus got older? Yeah. He helped people. He fed people.
He ruled the planet.
He ruled, kind of. Yes. So Jesus grew up to do all of these great things, and this is God saying, I am with you. I am here on earth in flesh with you, and this is how I want you to live. Jesus is going to teach you what it means to love people and to heal people and to break down barriers that separate people and to include and love and welcome people. This is a very special baby, a very special child, and that is why we celebrate. That is the story that you told. That is why we are all here, because God came to be with us in Jesus. God came to be here on earth with us to show us how to live and to love. Will you pray with me before we sing? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending us Jesus to teach us how to live and how to love. Help us remember that while we're celebrating with friends and with family this Christmas, that we are celebrating light and Jesus. Amen. Okay, now we are going to sing Away in a Manger, but here's the thing. You all are going to sing the very first verse all by yourself. It's going to be great. And you'll sing real loud. And then when the congregation joins in for the second verse, you can go back to your areas and take off your costumes and go find your families, okay? Mm-hmm.